Clear away that wreckage! Get it over the side, now!
Sir Hiram Wellar shouted. A commodore had no business allowing himself to be distracted from his responsibilities as a flag officer. Wellar might not be a sailor, but he knew that much. Unfortunately, there was damn all else he could do at the moment, and he actually grabbed one end of the broken length of gangway which had fallen across the upper deck guns himself. He heaved, grunting with effort, fighting to clear away the wreckage blocking the guns, then wheeled back around, his head coming up, his eyes darting to the wind-shredded smoke astern of his flagship as HMS Destiny fired her second broadside. The next best thing to 30 more heavy round shot came screaming at him. The range was much greater this time, and, unlike the last broadside, many of these shot missed Archangel Chihiro entirely. But some of them didn't, and one of those which didn't crashed into the mizzenmast, cutting it cleanly in two, 8 feet above the deck. It toppled forward, smashing into the mainmast with all its own weight, added to the driving pressure of the wind, and the mainmast went with it. Archangel Chihiro shuddered like a mortally wounded prong lizard, then heaved as a torrent of shattered spars and shredded canvas came crashing down across her decks or plunged into the sea alongside. She surged wildly, rounding to the sudden sea anchor of her own rigging, and fresh screams echoed as still more of her crew were crushed under the falling spars or torn apart by the Carizian fire. Wellar staggered clear of the broken mizzen, right hand clutching his left arm. That arm was almost as badly broken as his flagship, a corner of his brain reflected. Not that it mattered a great deal at the moment. He watched, his eyes bitter with understanding, as the Carizian galleon altered course yet again. She swung back, coming fully back before the wind, her spars once more tracking around, as if controlled by a single hand. She leaned to the wind, driving hard as she accelerated once more, and he saw the topgallants blossoming above her topsails. They fell like curtains, then hardened as sheets and tacks were tended, and Destiny came storming past Archangel Chihiro. Wellar turned, looking for Blessed Warrior. He knew Captain Montaigne must have been taken at least as much aback by the Carizian's unexpected maneuvers as Abbott and he himself had been. Blessed Warrior had altered course almost automatically when Destiny opened fire, swinging around onto a westerly heading as originally arranged. Unfortunately, that was the only part of Willar's original arrangements which had worked as planned. Worse, neither Destiny nor Archangel Chihiro were where he'd expected them to be when he planned his original tactics. Now, Blessed Warrior was well to the southwest of her original track, and Destiny, edging around to north by northwest, was already heading to pass astern of her, and with the advantage of the weather gauge as well, rather than finding herself broadside to broadside with both of her opponents at once. The Carizian galleon's starboard broadside flamed and thundered yet again as she swept past Archangel Chihiro, heading for her second victim. The foremast, already weakened by the loss of the stays which had once led aft to the vanished mainmast, pitched over the side, leaving Archangel Chihiro completely dismasted. The ship rolled madly, drunkenly, corkscrewing indescribably as the sudden loss of all her top hamper destroyed any vestige of stability, only to snub savagely as she brought up short against the wreckage still anchored to her side by the broken shrouds. Lieutenant Martinson was still on his feet, somehow, shouting commands, driving parties of his surviving seamen to clear away the wreckage. Axes flashed and thudded, chopping through tangled cordage, fighting to free the ship, even while other sailors and marines dragged sobbing, screaming, or silently writhing wounded out of the debris. Destiny's passing broadside added still more torn and broken bodies to her cruel toll, but it was obvious Archangel Chihiro had become little more than an afterthought to the Carizian vessel. Willar's flagship was a broken ruin, so badly mangled, with so many of her people dead or wounded, that she could be gathered in any time destiny got around to it. The enemy had more important concerns at the moment, and Hiram Willar's jaw clenched with something far worse than the pain of his broken arm. He knew Thomas Montaigne. If there was a single ounce of quitter in Montaigne's entire body, Willar had never seen even a hint of it, and Blessed Warrior was already altering course. Her sail drill lacked Destiny's polished precision, and the ship wallowed around to her new heading unhappily, sails flapping and thundering in protest. Her maneuver managed to turn her stern away from her enemy before Destiny could rake her as she had Archangel Chihiro, and her starboard guns ran out defiantly. Yet gallant and determined as Montaigne undoubtedly was, the awkwardness with which his ship came onto her new heading only emphasized how little comparison there was between the skill level of his crew and that of the Carisian galleon slicing towards him. He wasn't simply outgunned and outweighed, he was outclassed, and a part of Sir Hiram Wallaire wished he still had an intact mast and signal halyards, wished he could order Montaigne to break off the action and run for it. Or surrender, he admitted to himself, with bleak, terrible honesty, as he watched Sir Duncan Yearley's ship stoop upon her fresh prey like a hunting wyvern. He can't break off, can't outrun her or avoid her. And since he can't... Fresh thunder rolled across the icy afternoon sea as the Carisian galleon, as merciless as the Kraken emblem of the Armox flying from its mizzen yard, opened fire yet again.